So many of you have heard me before. As you sit or lie back, relax your legs now. Square up your shoulders and get situated. Note how your neck relaxes or your arms hang low. As your arms hang low, let your legs stop twitching. This will leave you womanly. As your legs stop twitching or moving about, your body is more or less motionless. As it is motionless, so your frame is very, very still. Moreover, your shoulders are relaxed. Your arms are still. Let your hands curl in. Allow your feet to uncurl. As you envision this, feel this occur. Let your lower back relax and unwind. After all, you're in charge right now. You are making it happen. In fact, right this moment, whenever you hear me say the word now, you relax deeper. So, where you are, you're situated and melt in. You are situated, so you melt and settle. So you feel your mind settles as it did so many times before. This time your mind is spinning. The room is spinning. All around the air is spinning. Life is good. So many have heard before, and this time your mind feels good. Many have tried drugs. So many have drank or smoked or popped, snorted or shot up something. This time be free of that. This time, for those of you who have never tried drugs, you have the alternative. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Do this over and again. As you concentrate on your respiration, you're in amazing control of the situation now. You are calm. You are calm as you are free. You are free of the stress as you are without anything to trouble you anymore. When you get hemmed up with thoughts and desires toward turmoil, when you're knotted up with situations you cannot come to terms with, you're taken over. Trouble is everywhere. Matters simply go wrong and situations get out of control many times. See it as a series of light switches. You realize once light switches slip off, then the glare of the production from them is reduced. So it is, you can envision, try imagining a panel filled with light switches. You can even see a panel filled with breakers. So, as your legs float along, you see you shut off switches. Lights go off. One after the other, the lights go off. Do you envision a building during the nighttime hour? Do you see a home you recognize during the night? As the switches flip over, watch how the lights glowing from windows go out, one after the other. So as your arms float along, you see the switches shutting off lights, one after the other. In time, the building or house is all dark and silent. All is peaceful and calm now. As I count to three, you go deeply under. One, two, three. Sleep for me now. Sensing the calm, sensing the peacefulness, you step forward. See yourself walk toward this darkened building. Whatever turmoil it once held is all but gone. Whatever stress it once represented is a bad dream. Bad dreams are only dreams, nothing more. You walk up toward an entranceway. Perchance you are familiar with this.
You walk toward the door. You have no key, but no worry. Turn the doorknob. Walk inside the structure. Step right in. Go ahead. That's it. Yeah, just walk right in. Whatever was there before is at rest. You're looking around. Don't worry. Sleeping giants are not going to harm you any. As you step inside the house, it's a regular home. You see shadows where furnishings should be. Here and there you make out shapes, and you can describe what room you're stepping through. You are all alone. I told you you're not going to be harmed any.
I keep my word.
Whenever you want to be like this again, you will and can listen to this. You have that right. Of course. It's your choice. It's always your choice. Choice is all about you. Should you be married? Stay in your marriage. Should you have a job? Simply do not quit. We all have sadness, yet this time, this very time, is not that. In fact, this very time, this actual time, is a time of quietness and joy. You are glad to be alive. Some are not as lucky. Breathe in. Breathe out. Do this over and again. You are somebody. In being somebody, you're not worried. In being somebody, you're not discouraged with past mistakes. Any mistakes you could see, they're hidden. Walk through the house. Come on, let's walk. Step into a room. Any room, please. There's a room. Well, in that room is a table to lie on. Please undress. You quickly undress. Lie down, please. As you lie down, I place a very heavy, form-fitting blanket over you, head to toe. I'm going to have a device blow air from the table. Have you ever seen or do you remember air hockey tables? You turn them on and many jets of air blow from the tabletop. The large table you're lying on is similar to an air hockey table. As you lie there, the jets of cold, cold air blow up. Underneath the blanket, a layering of flexi-steel, a clear, elastomeric polymer, is coating you. You feel the coating sealing your frame. I leave you to be coated and cured. It will take an hour before the coating is sealed and cured completely. 1, 2, 3. I have lights on in the room. I removed the form-fitting blanket from you. There's been a big change. Let me explain what's going on. You are coated in what appears as tan skin. It is tight as an all-over girdle, or perhaps an ace bandage would be. From your scalp is already what appears to be a head of blonde hair. Any facial hair you had, it's gone. Arms, legs, face, all facial hair, it's gone. Any scars, blemishes, tattoos, markings, they're all gone. Oh, from your chest are a set of large, well-rounded breasts. Your genitals, yeah, there's been a change. Your genitals are what a lady would have also. There is padding beneath that flexi-steel coating. Let me explain. There is a padding beneath so you have ample hips and a rear end. You appear as a new baby would. You appear like a naked lady. I already have you with pouty lips, and you appear as a lady does with fresh makeup on. Even your eyelashes are long and dainty. Looking at your fingernails. Go ahead, look at your fingernails. Go ahead. You have light violet fingernails. I need to train you to get on your knees, cunt. Go ahead, get down. As you walk over towards me, you have no choice. A purple pillow is on the floor. You're going to kneel on it now. Get on your knees. That's it. Good girl. I have my pants undone. As lovely as you are, I quickly get stiff and unbending. When I count to three, stare at my 12-inch solid gold penis. 1, 2, 3. I force you to stop, taking me in and out, in and out. Feel the length of my shaft in your face. Even should you not like this, choice is not yours now, so suck. This goes on and on. After a half hour, with a loose neck and sore jaw, you feel me eject a pint of warm sperm. Swallow. That's it. Swallow it all. Don't question me. Swallow it all. I get up from you. I grab your arm. You want to feel like a girl, huh? Come over to Hacksaw's bed. Light shines behind me and you see a king-size bed. I carelessly toss you as much as if though you were a sack of potatoes. With arms and legs flapping about, naked and confused, I jump in behind you. I pin you down in the bed. I spread your legs wide. I force your arms to the left and right. In short time as you lay there on your back, my golden rod drills inside you on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Shut up and take it. I drive deeper inside you than anything you ever felt nor will ever feel again. Though you hurt, you need this over and over. As you lay on your back, I pump you over and over again and again. Girls like you need to be screwed over and over. Shut up and take it, girl. As you feel it inside you, messing up your insides, you strangely enough want more. I do this over and again for a solid hour and a half. Just lay there and take it. You'll swear your new pussy tears as I drive in and out. I claim you as mine. It's as simple as that. After I count to three, feel me make violent love to you. Over and over and over. 1, 2, 3.
You're Hacksaw's property now. That's all there is to it.